When creeks and trochins fell at strife, and lords in armor bright were seen, when many a gallant lost his life about fair Helen, beauty's queen, Ulysses, general so free, did leave his dear Penelope. When she this woeful news did hear, that he would to the wars of Troy, for grief she shed for many a tear at parting from her only joy. Her ladies all about her came to comfort up this Grecian dame. Ulysses with a heavy heart unto her then did mildly say, "The time is come that we must part. My honor calls me hence away. Yet in my absence, dearest, be my constant wife Penelope. Let me no longer live," she said, "then to my lord I true remain. My honor shall not be betrayed until I see my love again. Forever I will constant prove, as is the harmless turtle dove." Thus did they part with heavy cheer, and to the ships his way he took. Her tender eyes dropped many a tear, still casting many a longing look. She saw him on the surges glide, and unto Neptune thus she cried, "Thou God, whose power is in the deep, and rulest in the ocean main, my loving Lord in safety keep, till he return to me again, that I his person may behold, which I esteem far more than gold." Then straight the ships with nimble sails were all conveyed out of her sight. Her cruel fate she then bewails, since she had lost her heart's delight. "Now shall my practice be," quoth she, "true virtue and humility. My patience I will put in your, and charity I will extend. Since for my woe here is no cure, the helpless now I will befriend. The widow and the fatherless I will relieve when in distress." Thus she continued year by year in doing good to everyone. Her fame was noised everywhere, to young and old the same was known. No company that she would mind who were to vanity inclined. Meanwhile Ulysses fought for fame, amongst Trojans hazarding his life. Young gallants hearing of her name came flocking for to tempt his wife. For she was lovely, young, and fair, no lady might with her compare. With costly gifts and jewels fine, they did endeavor her to goods and the choicest wine, for to allure her unto sin. Most persons were of high degree who courted fair Penelope. With modesty and comely grace, their wanton suits she did deny. No tempting charms could e'er deface her dearest husband's memory, but constant she did still remain, hoping to see him once again. Her book her daily practice was, and that she often did peruse. She seldom looked in her glass, powder and paint she did not use. I wish all ladies were as free from pride as was Penelope. She in her needle took delight, and likewise in her spinning wheel. Her maids about her all she taught to use the distaff and the reel. The spiders that on rafters twine scarce spins a thread more pure and fine. Sometimes she would bewail the loss and absence of her dearest love. Sometimes she thought the seas to cross, her fortune on the waves to prove. I fear my lord is slain, quoth she, he strays so from Penelope. At length the 10-year siege of Troy did end, the flames the city burned, which to the Grecians was great joy, to see the towers to ashes turned. Then came Ulysses home to see his constant dear Penelope. Then blame her not if she was glad when she her lord again had seen. Oh, welcome home, my dear, she said, a long time absent you have been. The wars shall never me deprive of thee again whilst I'm alive. Young ladies may example take, and by this lesson they may learn, and keep this pattern for her sake, twixt vice and virtue to discern. And let all women strive to be as constant as Penelope.